Chapter 4. Gamaliel stood immobile in the center of the atrium and watched Pilate disappear into the clamorous streets of Jerusalem. Somewhere nearby a late-blooming tree dropped its petals, and they, borne on a soft breeze, fell like early snow. A string of servants passed him on their way to the kitchens, carrying bundles of foodstuffs. The king did not stint on comfort, not even in a palace he rarely used, and irrespective of the occasion. Gamaliel wondered what would have been in the bundles the previous week, during the Day of Atonement. Judging from this king's demonstrated spiritual inertia, probably pretty much the same. He had stood at the prefect's departure, now he sat again. What an odd assignment to task a Talmudic scholar! What should he do next? His expertise was in divining the mind of the Lord from dry and dusty ancient scrolls. He had little or no experience in sorting through the cluttered minds of humans. The old man assigned to him waited anxiously in the shade of a small date palm, shifting his weight from foot to foot, like a child who needed to excuse himself. A pair of beaded women-sized sandals, evidently hastily abandoned by their wearer, lay beneath the same palm. If he were truly a solver of human mysteries, rather than the witness to spiritual ones, he might have thought they were a clue. Since he wasn't, he didn't, and they weren't. "Barak, you are a servant in the king's palace, I presume. Tell me what you understand of this business."
"Yes, sir, I am. I can tell you all there is to know. You see, it was..."